Hey, what's up? This is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this quick self-help segment, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to talk about how to get more energy, all right? Energy can be a pretty deep topic, so I'm going to cover it more in depth in other videos on Actualize.org, but here I'm going to actually take kind of a focused approach on one aspect of energy that I think is commonly missed. And this is more of a psychological aspect than a physical aspect. So of course, there's ways to get more energy, for example, to go and to do more workouts, to get yourself fit into shape, to control your diet, to experiment with various supplementations, perhaps medication, getting certain blocks out of the way, like if you have sleep apnea, that can cause low energy. If you have insomnia, that can cause low energy. If you are always anxious, that might be robbing you of energy. If you're hypothyroid, your thyroid is low, make sure you get that checked. That's a very common medical symptom, a hormonal problem with your thyroid hormone being too low, which reduces your metabolism and reduces your energy. But those are all like kind of more physical signs. What I'm going to talk about is more of an inner game side, which commonly I think goes underestimated, and that is the importance of purpose to your life, which creates a lot of energy. You'll be surprised. I actually have energy problems. And being a public speaker and being out here and trying to be charismatic and doing a lot of the stuff that I do with socialization and shooting these videos, this takes a lot of energy for me. And I work a lot. And I also go and socialize a lot. This takes a lot of my time, a lot of my energy. And I tend to be an introvert, so my battery gets drained really fast when I'm doing social type of things and I'm talking to people and I'm being charismatic. To deal with that, I've been looking at a lot of issues about energy, and I've actually spent a lot of time perfecting my supplementation. I take over 50 different supplements every day. Getting my thyroid check, I actually have a low thyroid, so I take medication hormone to replace a deficient thyroid. And checking my sleep, like trying to hack all this stuff. But then what actually I've noticed is that one of the things that made the most profound changes for me in energy is getting myself back on purpose with what I'm really passionate about. So when I got back on purpose, and this happened for me just a few months ago recently, where I really got connected, I got my site up, started shooting a lot of videos and doing a lot of articles, and I felt like, man, this is something that's important to me. This is something that I love to do. I finally feel like I'm onto something here that I've been after this for a couple of years trying to get to this point, and now I finally got it. I feel like this is something that is providing value to people. It gets me fired up. It gets me out of bed in the morning, gets me energized. I'm doing something that I actually love. And I feel like most people are not doing that in their lives, not nearly enough. And so if you don't have that in place, it's going to be hard for you to be energetic. Because if you have nothing important in your life to fight for and to expend energy on, your body's not going to manufacture that energy. The fact is that your body kind of does the bare minimum that it needs to get through the day. And if you don't challenge it at all, it'll have enough energy to get through a non-challenging day. If you challenge it a lot, it'll eventually build up the reserves to get to that point where it could handle that stress. Certainly there are medical conditions, you need to take care of those. But I found that life purpose can like even slice through medical conditions. Sometimes I'm feeling bad, I might have a cold or whatever, I might be feeling tired or sleepy, but because I feel like this is something that's important, like I'll go out there and I'll shoot an extra video, I'll write an extra article, I'll do something I wouldn't otherwise do because I feel like it's important to me. And I'm connected with that. And that's one of the reasons that I preach having a life purpose so much, is because I think it does. It gives you superhuman strengths. It gives you energy. It gives you motivation. And that is something that you want to make sure that you've got, besides all the physical components of energy. I'll give you an example. I mean, right now, I'm shooting this video, and this is like the seventh video in a series, in a string of videos that I just shot. Seven videos in a row. This just takes a lot of my juices out, my creative juices, my energy goes into these videos. I'm shooting seven in a row and I'm 6 o'clock in the morning. I haven't gone to bed. I've been working through the night from, I didn't go to sleep at all. I woke up today at around noontime and now it's 6 in the morning. I've been working through the whole night shooting these videos and I'm having a blast. I'm like addicted to it. I love it. And even though I'm feeling a little bit groggy right now, I'm starting to lose my energy, I'm starting to feel tired, because I see these videos and I'm like, yes, this is cool. I like what I'm sharing here. I think this will help people. This is promoting my life purpose. This is contributing to my ultimate long-term vision. I have the drive. I have the energy to shoot an extra one and an extra one. And I just kept going on this roll. I'm on a seventh one. Maybe I'll even shoot an eighth one. I don't know. It's getting kind of late. I think I need to go to bed because I have some stuff to do in the morning. But that just gives you an example, right? An example. I want that for you. Do you have that in place? Do you have a firm life purpose? If you don't, then you're definitely missing out on that pillar of potential energy gain. So even if you get all the other stuff handled, all the physical stuff, you're going to want to tap into this one. This is where most of your energy is coming from. All the people that are super passionate and are super charismatic, energetic, why do you think they do that? They have a purpose. There's something there that they want. They're wanting to contribute. They want to be excellent, whatever it is. They're very clear on what it is that they want out of their lives, and that supercharges them, right? And of course, they still look out for all the other factors. They have to take care of their health and their fitness and get their blood checked, go get their medical exams, do all that stuff. So get that handled, but then get the inner psychology right. Get the psychology of energy, because energy has a lot to do with your thought process. How you think, what you believe, and what you want out of life will determine your energy level. All right, so keeping it short and sweet on this one, that's all I have to say here about energy. I'll cover actually some of the physical components of energy in other videos, including supplementation, exercise, nutrition. I'm really passionate about all of those, and especially because energy is something that I'm currently working on myself. So go and look for those on actualize.org and check them out. You might find some more value there.